You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is November 25th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast, and I apologize for the brief hiatus. I did miss one show, so we're back on schedule. We had to take a week off there to recharge and had some things come up, so I wasn't able to produce a podcast that week. Really, the main thing that was holding up was the Gillette Heritage Razor. I had a whole like episode really dedicated to that, but since I didn't get it on time, I actually got it the day of the cast, and I just wasn't able to get it together in time. So I do apologize, guys. It doesn't happen too often, but when it does, it's a bummer for me. First off, I want to say happy Thanksgiving for everybody out there that's celebrating Thanksgiving this week. It is a big week for retailers and for everybody that's just getting ready for the holiday. Lots of traveling. I do want to say one thing. Shout out to everybody working in the industry. As you guys know, I'm in the retail industry, so it's a very busy week for me. And I'd also like to shout out to the people in the traveling industry, because this is the busiest travel week of the year. And I can only imagine the frustration and stuff that also us as travelers, people as travelers, and also those working there too, who are dealing with, the complaints on the first hand, so on the first line. So, guys, we salute you. So everybody out there working really hard for the holiday season, and all of you out there that are taking some time off and traveling, I wish you all safe travels, and those that are working to have an easy weekend, hopefully the day off on Thanksgiving, if not, that you are able to spend some time with your families. So moving right along, guys, we are going to talk about the Gillette Heritage Razor. I finally got it in the mail, got to use it a few times, and I want to tell you my thoughts on it. It's not going to be a whole dedicated episode to it, but we're going to talk a little bit about it. The new razor from Rex or Razor Emporium is on pre-order. It's going to be out and start shipping on Black Friday. I will talk a little bit about that, said their new razor that just came out. And some Black Friday tips. That's right, guys. I know a lot of people are going to be looking for some wet shaving deals on Black Friday, but how do you know what's coming out? How do you know what to get? Or how can you be the first one there? I'm going to give you guys a few tips on how to get there. All right, so without further ado, I'm sorry. I also want to discuss what's on your wish list for the holidays as well. We talked about this a little bit briefly. If you do have anything that's on your wish list, please send me it. I'll share it on the show. But I haven't gotten anything yet. I know it's really early. When we did that before, it was in October. So we definitely want to take some time before we make our decisions. But don't want to wait too long, because a lot of this stuff has to be shipped. And you want to give them ample time to get here before the holidays. All right, guys. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. The Gillette Heritage Razor is finally here, and it's actually back in stock via Amazon as of today. It is back in stock. It's been in stock for a little while, but still plenty of inventory to go around. So if you're still interested in getting one or getting one as a gift for someone, I highly recommend getting it soon, because we don't know how much they're going to have. So I did speak to Gillette briefly, and I know Mark did as well. Talk to Procter & Gamble, their archives department, which I have actually a very good relationship with. I've done several articles for the Sharpologist with them. And this razor is really a tribute razor. It's not really going to be a regular stock on the website. You go into Walgreens and they're going to have these. This razor is honestly for the demand. Now, we've talked about Gillette possibly coming out with a Fat Boy, all these rumors. None of this stuff was ever true. And then all of a sudden, Gillette comes out with the Heritage Razor. Now, this razor is a mild shaving razor. I used it. It's very mild. This is to please the masses. I guarantee you, if you are into more aggressive shaves and aggressive razors, and you've been doing this for a while, this will be very in the middle for you. This will be something that's going to be more of a collector's piece, a really good performer, but it's going to be very mild, easy to use. And honestly, it's to please the masses. I think this razor is for those first timers getting a razor that want to try a Gillette safety razor, and they actually can try without having to cut their faces up. Now, the head and everything on that is definitely of a modern design, and the handle is more of a classic design. So you have the head is made, the case is made in China, the head of the razor is made in Germany, and the actual handle of the razor is made in the United States. So who's making it? We don't know. Everybody says it might be this company, it might be that company. We don't know at the moment. But we do know is that this razor is actually a real Gillette razor. It's not a rumor. It comes in a Gillette box, a cardboard box that says Gillette on it, modern box, also in the case as well. So really impressed with the case of the razor too. The case of the razor is definitely that of some decent quality. It's got some weight to it. It's felted with the classic Gillette logo inside and with felt. Now, really, I have it right in front of me, so I'm holding it. What's really cool also is that it came with a classic style of directions, which would be something you look like it would come out of a vintage razor, which if you're lucky enough to own some vintage razors to have this, it's definitely very awesome, as it just really reminds me of like a double ring box case or an older, you know, Tech or something like that with the instructions in it. Comes with some Gillette Platinum Glades. I'm holding the razor right now, and it's a decent weight. It's not too heavy, not too light. The handle is very light, so nothing wrong with that. It's a hollow handle, and just the head of the razor too. It's nice. It is chromed out, so it's probably Zamek or something around that, those lines. Not the highest quality in the world, but we got to remember the price of the razor, okay? The price of the razor is $36 or $35. Yeah, $36. So what do you? I mean, all right, so. This brings up something else because I've been seeing a lot of hate on this razor online, okay? And I'm going to tell you why I don't believe there should be any hate for a razor of this caliber. One, I saw one guy post all over saying that if Gillette doesn't bring back all their production to the United States and make razors here and hire only Americans and use only American parts, I don't want any part of it. Okay, that's a valid point, and I salute you for that, but what do you expect for $35 when you have one third or one half of the razor made in the United States? You have the handle made in the United States, which is good. And the head of the razor is made in Germany. But here's the thing, guys. Gillette's going to bring back their production to the United States. Okay, that's great. Are you prepared to spend $300 for a safety razor or $250? Because that's how much it's going to cost. And I actually reached out to this person who was writing that down. I told them that. I said, if they bring it back, all these Gillette razors, they're going to cost more than, you know, 3, 4 times, 10 times the price. You're talking about a razor for $35 that came out. That's actually, in my opinion, well worth it with the case. So, I mean, that's just an opinion of mine. And that gentleman had an opinion of his. But it would be impossible to bring it back. Now, in a perfect world, yes, it would be great. But unfortunately for our society, I don't think they would sell any of these razors at $300 a piece or $200. Even if they're a better quality, yeah, they'll sell them to us, the collectors and the wet shavers. But this is not just for us. This is for everyone. They're trying to get more people into this type of shaving, right? Otherwise, they'd just make a really expensive one and charge $300-$400 for it. And you look at a Wolfman razor, a carbon shaving razor, above the tie, timeless. These razors are all over $100, right? Well over $100, some of them. And there's a reason for that, because they do everything here and they do small production. So, I mean, that you got to take it for what it's worth. It's $35 razor. It's worth $35. All right. I'm going to be honest. It's well worth it. It's a great shaver. But it's not going to be what if you're experienced wet shaver for 10 years and you own, you know, thousands of dollars of razors, it may not make your rotation. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. But if you're just starting out and you're a collector of Gillette and you actually want to buy a brand new Gillette razor, I highly recommend it. So just as my rant on this razor, I think it's great. I think everybody who's going to have it, I don't think anybody can complain about the shave quality on it or the quality of it for the price. I think it's a great, great deal. So if you're interested in it, I highly recommend it. I would try it out. It's definitely worth it, guys. It is going to be a heirloom for later on, because we don't know if Gillette's going to come back out with these again. You know, we don't know. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But this has been talk for many, many years. And since I've been wet shaving, and I've been wet shaving for over 10, since I've been starting a traditional wet shaving journey, it's funny. It's been a topic of conversation every year for the last 10 years. So take it like for what it is. Now, also, Gillette decided to bring it out on Q4, right? Now, if you are a Gillette collector and you have done your homework, you will know that all of Gillette razors, the new stuff, came out in Q4, right? For the holidays. Your Toggles, your Fat Boys, your 195 Adjustables Fat Boys, your new Slims, all those razors came out this time, because this is a time when people buy, all right? So Gillette did keep with that tradition of coming out during the holiday season. And that's really what they were doing for, you know, almost 100 years. So all the new stuff used to come out this time of the year. So I do think it's really cool. I was really excited, like I said in the last show, to actually purchase one of these. So it's all good in my book, guys. So good luck with that. Always feel free to send me a line and we'll talk a little bit about it. And I'll put it on the show as well. All right, moving right along to another new Razer that's coming out. We did discuss this before, the Razer Emporium Envoy. The Envoy is coming out. Now, this is based on the actual the Rex Ambassador design. If you haven't seen that one, that's an adjustable razor. Excuse me. Drinking some coffee. It's very early in the morning here in Florida. And we are really moving along on this Rex Emporium razors, on Razer Emporium razors. Because they do all their own production for the most part. I think he subcontracts some of it out, but it's all done locally. And for, you know, for somebody, I'm a fan of Razer Emporium. I think they do good work. They've really been restoring razors. If you have a fat boy that needs a spring, that's the guy to send it to, or needs a tune up. Those are the guys to send it to. There's others out there, but they are, you know, very well known. And when they came out with the Ambassador, I think it was 2 years ago, it was a big deal because it was an adjustable razor. They came out with it brand new. It made in the USA. It took a lot of time, research and development. I got to see one of the prototypes a couple of years ago in the Big Shave West, the last one at the Old Town Shaving. And I was really impressed with the build quality. I know they had some product issues or some quality issues here and there, but I mean, everybody does, so I'll give them that. But now that they have a three-piece razor, this is really awesome to see this coming out, and now it's finally going to be shipped out, I guess, this week, the end of next week. We're looking at Black Friday ship out. Pre-orders are live. I got the link in the show notes if you're interested, and the price is around $125. Stainless steel construction and similar design of the Rex Ambassador, just with no adjustment. Now, it's $100 cheaper, $125 cheaper, and it's equivalent to the number three setting on the Ambassador, so it is going to be mild. It's going to be a mild razor. Now, if he's going to come out with some aggressive ones, I'm sure it's going to come out in the future. But again, guys, if you are into the aggressive razors and you have a razor that's got a 1 millimeter, you know, blade gap at home, this may not be for you, but this will be a definitely for everybody else. I mean, you honestly, I could see this razor being nice and smooth. I'm looking forward to the reviews. I'm holding off on buying stuff for the rest of the year, but I'd like to see what happens with this one. And I could see it's good being good quality. The Rex Ambassador was a good deal. I mean, they came out with a nice razor with that. So I'm sure this is going to be just as good. So check it out. Hopefully they come out with more aggressive ones or different base plates you can purchase. I'm sure they will in the future. So check it. So the Envoy is live for the pre-order, and they'll start shipping, I believe, on the 29th of November. So check them out. All right. And Black Friday sales are right around the corner. Okay, this tells me that everybody's going to go crazy. Black Friday started in August practically in this area. So are you ready? Do you need some tips or tricks? So I'm going to tell you how to succeed this holiday season. First off, there's a couple of things you have to do that will really make this a lot easier on you. Google or search your main vendors that you're interested in, right? If you have a soap vendor that you're interested in, if you have a certain razor industry, just Google their websites. Check them out. First, go on the website and see if they have any anything going on, any banners or anything on the website. If you don't see anything, there's another thing to do. And this, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know if we should do this. I don't know if I want to do this. So you go right to their, what you call it? Their email, join my email list. Okay, the people on the email list will get the first crack at everything coming out. All right, so check their social media accounts for all your favorite vendors, then sign up and apply and do their email, right? Their email, sign up on their email list. They'll send you the coupon or they'll send you the deals via email. Most places will do that because they want to push it and they want to get their sales going. I know with like West Coast Shaving and Maggards and stuff, that's the way to go because you get the email first, you get it usually before they announce it to the public, and you can get first crack at it. So I highly recommend doing that. Second, I highly recommend putting on and just checking your favorite artisans periodically throughout that day, because some people will do a couple sales here and there. I think Italian Barbers does something like that. They do like one sale a week now, or they're doing sales every other day or something. You got to kind of like know where and when they go on. just check them very periodically. And if you, when in doubt, just start Google, you know, start searching on online, see if there's anybody else talking about it. Now, it won't be so much on the forums like Badger and Blade or anything like that. You'll see more of those Black Friday sales. You'll see them definitely on Facebook and Reddit. So check those two areas out and see if there's anybody else. And just if you want to, start a live thread on one of those sites. Say, hey guys, talking about Black Friday sales, what are you doing? And see if the vendors will actually participate, because a lot of those groups for vendors are actually members, and they might say, oh, I have this going on, that going on, this going on. So be ready for it. Okay, that's the main thing. To be ready for Black Friday 2 or 3, I'm sorry, is just you might have to wake up early or might have to go out late, just be ready for, because if they say it's coming out at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, be there by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to be honest. I'm giving you some hints that I do, so I might lose out on some stuff. Who knows? But no, I'm just kidding. I don't. It's okay. It's widely known. I just wanted to make sure that we did have a discussion about this, so we know, so everybody has a chance to get some Black Friday stuff. And most of the time, the vendors and artisans will have enough inventory to get around. They don't usually just do a sale for like three soap bucks. I mean, they won't do that for the most part. Usually there's more, but you never know. You never know. You never know. So that's it. Three steps on how to succeed. You want to, one, first search your website and check the banners to see if their websites have anything on it. Two, sign up for their email list. And then three, just do kind of like a periodic search throughout the day to see if there's any updates on Black Friday itself and see that. Now, if you do get those emails and stuff, just kind of take a notebook, a piece of paper, or write a note on your phone and just say, okay, this is the stuff I'm looking for. Leave the link on there so you can go onto their website quickly and get on there and then purchase it. Also, another good one thing is if you have an account with a vendor, make sure it's open or sign in. And you can get on there and just get something quickly too. So, I mean, it's just, you want to be kind of quick with this just in case it's limited stock. Usually, I haven't really run into that too many times in the wet shaving world. So, well, I have in the wet shaving world, but not so much for Black Friday on the stuff that I would be purchasing. All right. So, that's about it for that. Black Friday's coming up, guys, right after Thanksgiving. Have a good time. Get all stuffed and ready to go. And then the next day, go and buy some wet shaving gear for yourself, for your friends. And if you are buying a gift for someone, just make sure you know their style, what they like, because the last thing you want to do is get the wrong blades or something that somebody can't really use and they end up, you know, on the BST or something like that later. So really get to know the person before you buy a gift and be ready. Black Friday is just around the corner. All right, and what's on your wish list, guys? We talked a little bit about this. The holidays are really right around the corner now. We're going right into Thanksgiving, and this is a big deal. So what's on your wish list? And how do you do a wish list? How do you let those that your significant others or those in your family, friends, know what you want to get? All right, guys. So honestly, with wet shaving, we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago. Be very direct on what you want. I hate to say it. Don't say, I just want a safety razor, because you're going to end up getting something you don't want. So just say, I want a Mercure HD safety razor. And this is the listing on Amazon, or this is the listing of the vendor. Or I want a PAA soap. I want CAD and I want this aftershave. Here's the link and everything like that. Be very direct when you're asking for gifts, so everybody understands that, you know, they're not just going to, oh, you want shaving soap. They just don't go to a Walmart or a grocery store and get you the shaving soap off the shelf that you tried a million times. All right. So just be very direct with your wish list and just have fun, guys. It's the holidays. If you get something you don't want, big deal. You know, you could probably resell it online and get your money back anyway. So, and really the holiday wish lists are, They're a great way to just figure out what you really want. I do it every year because I do a couple of Secret Santas and just figure out what I'm looking for. And honestly, I don't really go too much with the gift giving to begin with anyway. But when I do, I am very direct on what I want. So I get exactly what I'm looking for, and it's not something else that may not work out for me. So what are your thoughts? What's on your wish list? How do you do it? Or how do you help others do it? Or any thoughts on this matter at all? Send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com and I'll get back to you with the response, and we'll definitely share the whole story on the show if possible. All right, so we'll do that, guys. We'll share it on the show and talk about it. And if you want to even put your wish list on the show as well, come see me. We'll do it. All right, that's it on the wish list. Okay, let's have some fun and really focus on our shaves of the day and just collecting more than that, right? All right, so guys, thank you again for another great show and another great year. We're coming to the end of 2019. I cannot believe it. Our year-end show is coming up in about a month, too. So we'll go over a year in review. It's a very exciting year and just a lot of fun in 2019. I can't wait to see what 2020 brings us. So first off, I wanted to say our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners, because without you, there'd be no show. Don't forget to check out my blog site here and there at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. Please feel free to contact me at any time at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be on the 8th of December. I can't believe it, the 8th of December. So until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.